Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Wizwood Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Drew. With me, as always, are my co-host, Devin.
The clapping hands from on like the iPhone text looks really weird on the Google Doc. Looks like a white and a black hand
Oh, I'm just
clapping.
noticing that.
Yeah. So is that like
And
a white person giving a black person a high five?
it looks like.
That is really
Is it
weird.
like a hand holding like beads? Are they
Oh yeah,
eight?
it could be just like three little
Anal beads?
beads.
What?
And
And Ryan
oh, did we
here.
start?
Yeah, we started. And
Yeah,
Ryan's here.
by the way, I'd like to point out that Drew now owes me a Kevin Hayes
I do
jersey.
not. It did not
Yeah,
happen
you
in the game that you
Popeyes.
tweeted
It was
it.
me, Popeyes chicken.
Yeah, you just owe everybody everything, Drew. Popeyes
I don't.
chicken, Kevin Hayes jersey.
I'm not getting you a Kevin Hayes jersey because it didn't happen in the game that you tweeted it. So get over it.
But
Yeah, but I just said scores two goals. I didn't specify when. They could have been in two separate games.
you are getting me Popeyes chicken, right?
What?
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah, one day.
Popeyes.
Anyways,
I
hi
forget
everybody.
why.
I say, but hi everybody. We're here. How's it going?
Coming to you live.
From Dev's carpet. It's been a bit. Lots been going on.
Feel like we say that every
We
episode.
do
It's
say
been a
that every
minute.
episode. It's been a bit.
We record once every 3 months.
we record when things have settled down.
The
We
planets
had a good
align.
stretch for like 3 weeks where we
We did.
recorded every week and
We were
then
getting in a
this
groove, and
Christmas happened.
we were
I was like,
doing
we're
well.
gonna do it. We're gonna do it every week from here on, and then it's been
You
another
know, it
month.
feels like just yesterday the season started, boys, and here we are. The trade deadline just passed. Flyers just beat the Sharks 4-2. Things are good in Philadelphia. Let's talk about the deadline.
I mean, in Flyers land, they're good. I don't know
Yeah,
about
I
Philly.
mean, I guess the rest of Philadelphia's kind of. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Maybe
Anyways,
the world's kind of.
well, that's not what we're here to talk
Like,
about.
we're all slowly dying. The end is near. We're fine.
I may or may not have coronavirus, who knows?
They ran
Anyways.
out of cool names for viruses. They're just calling it what it is now.
Yeah. Anyways.
I thought they named it after the beer.
No, coronavirus. Corona just is a type. Coronavirus is a type of virus.
It's
So,
basically the
like.
common cold.
Yeah,
Right,
so like
well.
the common cold is a coronavirus, SARS is a coronavirus. So they didn't have a name, so they just called it what it
Coronavirus.
is. Yeah, they didn't name it. So
Just so everybody knows,
just
I
so you
did
know.
not think it's named after
It's not named
the
after, no, not a hashtag, not a sponsor.
Anyways, Flyers. The deadline. The Flyers made two moves at the deadline. They traded for Nate Thompson.
Off to a great start.
They traded for
What
Nate
else?
Thompson for a 2021 fifth round pick and Derek Grant for Kyle Kruskulo and a 2024. Now, before we delve in to these two, I would like to rant. Is that okay with you two?
I mean, no,
Yes,
but you're gonna
I
do it
prefer
anyway.
it.
You know what, Ryan? I appreciate your honesty. Anyways, basically, after these two trades happened, I saw a lot of backlash on Twitter. Like everybody was freaking out. When I say everybody, like three people, and I got a text from a friend, and he said, "Is Chuck told by ownership he isn't allowed to spend money or make bigger moves?" And people are like, "They wanted Gaudreau. I don't know why or how." Stop it! Don't. And we know everybody wants Gaudreau. That's not the point. But they expected Gaudreau.
I mean, did you see the whole thing where he had to pee? Like
Yes.
that. So
Anyways,
I did
all right.
see and was a part of the Gaudreau mania on Twitter, but
You're
that
part of
was
it.
just 'cause
Can
he
I
left
do
the
my job?
ice and had to pee.
This is my time to rant. You can.
Drew, there was a pause, so I just ran with it.
I gotta breathe, Rye. I gotta breathe.
All right,
Anywho,
continue.
I don't understand why in all the years that the Flyer like in years past where like Flyers should have made big moves, why now is like people still freaking out about it when the Flyers are doing this thing called playing good hockey as a team, as a combined unit, a chemistry-filled unit. It's not just Giroux and Voracek playing well. It's the entire fucking team. It just doesn't make any sense. Plus, what do you have really like two million cap space? There's not a lot of room. I mean, absolutely, you can do it, but to do so, you gotta dump cap to do it. So you're trading a bigger piece. And to be honest with you, the only thing the Flyers really needed were, bottom six forward depth. And what did they do? They got bottom six forward depth. They don't need depth of defense, because guess what? Our previous GM did all that with Hughes. You know what the Flyers' average age for defenseman is? 24. 24 years of age. Absolutely. And that's with Matt Niskanen on that roster. It's absolutely ridiculous that people keep thinking that the Flyers need to make big moves at a deadline in which they're already crept up in the third in the Metro, a couple points behind Pittsburgh and Washington. What, 3 points behind Pittsburgh? I think that's before this win came across, and I don't know what house Pittsburgh's doing tonight, but for argument's sake, 3 points behind Pittsburgh, 5 points behind Washington in the Metro. Are you kidding me? We need to make big moves when Nolan Patrick, how long is he going to be back, Dev?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's
Dev's hot
speculation.
take.
That's not
That's
news.
not accurate, but I just wanted to throw that in there. Nolan Patrick will play this season. Whether it's in 2 weeks, three, four, he will play this season, and he will make an impact. Tonight, we put Scott Laughton on the second line. And what did that line do tonight? Produce 3 goals. No reason to ever make a big.
Asterisks against the Sharks.
Look,
Sorry.
No
I get what
reason
you're saying.
to make big moves when a team, for once, and this is the Flyers, I know we've been battered, we've been bruised. Dave Hakstol ruined our fan base. I understand. This isn't Dave Hakstol's Flyers. This is Alain Vigneault's Flyers. This is a team that is playing with each other, for each other, for a common goal. They are having fun. They are producing. They are plus 23 before tonight's game in goal differential. Since when have the Flyers like actually been positive in a good way? The Flyers, and like their players are getting hurt and they're still playing well, or players unfortunately are getting sick and still playing well without them. Players who are contributing at higher levels for this team are going down, and the Flyers are still stepping up and winning hockey games. Big moves don't need to happen to make runs in the playoffs. Sometimes all you need are two fourth line players. My rant is over.
Your rant's over. Okay.
All right, I'll let Dev go first.
Before we continue, there was a comment you made in there that I just want to add to.
Yes.
Totally unrelated to the majority of your rant, sorry. But you said Hextall ruined the fan base, and I want to make a correction. Paul Holmgren ruined the fan base years ago when he put us in cap hell, and he totally messed with the whole entire city of Philadelphia's heads, where now everyone's afraid to spend a single dollar on any player. And then Dave Hacksaw killed the fan base.
I
So
like
that
that. I
was my
like that.
comment. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So when it comes to the initial reactions to the trade, I was actually fine with the initial reactions going out that people wanted more. I mean, for the entire season, we, speculated this team was more this year than it's ever been before, that they're pushing themselves into a real playoff team. And, you see some people even saying the Flyers might even be contenders this year. I mean, there's a huge, maybe on that. But, you look at the moves made, and from a team that maybe you wanted to see a little bit more from your GM to kind of verify your feelings on this team, or verify the general feeling on the team that this team could be pushed into a contender status. I get at initial, when you look at it at first, I get that feeling. But when you let the trades digest, I think you're right. I think he or Chuck Fletcher's done a good job at solidifying the bottom six, giving us real depth. The team's been performing really well. And I look back to the offseason and, when Chuck first made the moves for Niskanen and Braun, and I was one of the people who had reservations about that. And it's worked out pretty well. Niskanen's become a real solid number two. And Braun, I mean, I think when I think of Braun, I think I don't really have much to say on him because I don't really notice him. But considering what the Flyers defense was for the past 5 years, it's been a nice upgrade of sorts.
But not noticing a defenseman could also be a fine thing because it just he's not making mistakes. He's also not playing outstandingly well that you're noticing.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, you look at his numbers, and they're not great, but, like, they are an improvement on what this team had before.
Yep.
And that helps. So I'm willing to kind of let it roll with these two moves for now. And I think Chuck Fletcher's on more of a – he's kind of not cautious about where the team is, but he wants to see more from this team the way it is now. So we went out, got them the depth they needed, and hell, if the Flyers have a good playoff run, you know, get in and do some damage, maybe he adds somebody big during the offseason. So I think it's kind of more of a show-me phase.
I think as far as, like, the people who are upset, I think they fall into two groups largely. They either don't really get what the Flyers did. Like, they think that the Flyers went out and tried to improve the team by getting, like, top six talent, and this is who they brought in, and they're looking at it and being like, well, these guys suck, and not realizing that these are just, like, depth players. Or they had no idea what the Flyers actually could realistically do. So, to go back to the first point, like, Grant and Thompson, they're just depth guys to prevent the Flyers from having to call up AHL forwards if they have forward injuries. So, like, I mean, they started out playing them on, you know, Grant was on, like, in the top six, but that's probably not going to last, and Thompson centering the fourth line.
Grant
but, like,
was
I bet...
third line center tonight.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, you're still wrong with the Coots Hayes 1-2.
Good. Lost my train of thought. Yeah, I bet you in a, you know, couple weeks, Farabee's back on the team, and Thompson ends up sitting in the press box, and Grant's centering the fourth line. But the point of that is, before they made those trades, if any, they didn't have the luxury of sending a young 20-year-old back to the AHL where he can develop. If someone got hurt, they already had Connor Bunneman on the team. So, like, you already said, like, they're pretty thin there at forward depth. And guys get hurt, especially in the playoffs. Like, by the time you get to the second and third round, like, you have guys hurt. So, this prevents them from having Vorobiev. I don't know why I can't ever say his name.
Misha.
But, yeah, it prevents them from ever having to play Misha any minutes in the playoffs if it comes down to that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, if you sit back and, like, let these moves digest, you get a good sense of what they were actually going for and how much it actually does help the team.
I think the best tweet I saw was it added NHL caliber bottom six players.
Yeah. The trades didn't make the Flyers better. They're still the same level.
It made it
maybe marginally, but, like, not.
You're not moving the meter a lot with the trades, but you are.
It prevents the Flyers from getting significantly worse if there's an injury. Now Stewart doesn't have to come in and play. The second point where people just didn't realize what the Flyers could actually do. Normally, if you don't use LTIR, the salary cap is prorated. So if you have, like, $2 million in salary cap space at the beginning of the season, by the time the trade deadline rolls around, you could add, like, an $8 million player because it's the amount of salary used for the whole season is the cap. So, but as soon as you put a player in LTIR, you are not allowed to accrue cap space. So because Nolan Patrick had the migraine issue and then Oscar Lindblom went down, the Flyers have basically been using LTIR all year. And they only had, like, 70K in cap space. So, like, they couldn't add anybody, like you guys mentioned, without trading away somebody. And then, you know, say what you want about Ghost, but it's not smart to trade away a player when they're at an all-time low value, which Ghost is struggling and injured. So no one's going to pay.
I would like to touch something on Ghost, because realistically, what the fan base would want to see back is not what they would actually be able to get in return with him. Plus,
they want Yossi, Ghost in a first for Yossi.
I love that account.
Like realistically, what the fans value Ghost still to be, like a lot of fans still value him to be that player that he was, and not the player that he is.
Well, see,
But
that's the
at the
other.
same
That's...
time, like we're talking about depth on the forward part aspect of it. Think about how well our six defensemen have been playing. Ghost is a seventh defenseman right now. Somebody gets hurt, Ghost comes in. Are you really upset about that?
Nah,
No,
and that's and
that's
that
depth. That's depth right there. Exactly.
and more to your point about trading Ghost at an all-time low. There are a lot of people that so it's weird. Like, and you see this with a bunch of other players too. Like from like a couple years ago, but like they want to trade Ghost. They expect we can like rob some other team with him, but they hate Ghost and think he's terrible. But like if they think that, why? How would you rob another team?
Any
Because
smart
other teams,
GM,
yeah, they're gonna have reservations on that.
over the last during deadline was probably trying to steal Ghost from the Flyers because they knew, like, oh, we might be able to get him for like a second round pick.
Or like a bottom six forward.
Because like, if you delete this season, like this is a terrible season for Ghost. Like, there's just no way around it. Like, he looks bad. I don't know what his number like is. I don't even know what the advanced stats are. I don't care. Like, he's just something's wrong. He's not looking good.
Yeah, he's not
But
Ghost of old.
when you look at his career as a whole, like, he kind of does this where he has like one great year followed by a bad year followed by a great year. And his great years are really freaking good. So, like, he's making 4 million. If he comes back next year and he
Four and a
puts up
half.
50 points, like, he's gonna win comeback player of the year. So,
But the other thing,
hold on to him.
like 4.5 million is like at that point where it's like a lot, but not a lot.
Oh,
Yeah, and you. That's
And.
another rant for me. People really need to adjust. People are still looking at cap hits like it's 2010.
Yeah.
Like
I
the
mean, a
cap has
four and a
gone up.
half. Yeah. A 4.5 million contract is not
Also,
what.
can. Nah, we'll talk about him later. I was going to talk
And
about Kevin, but we'll talk about
more
him
on
later.
Ghost too, like and selling him at an all-time low. I would rather hang on. Like, I think the point, with Ghost is that and I said this the other day too, but we'd rather hang on to Ghost and, hope he becomes what he was before, or at least marginally better than he has been. And I'd rather take the chance of that happening than getting like a bottom six forward. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then just to touch on Nate Thompson and Derek Grant. Nate Thompson, so far this season, has 4 goals, 10 assists, 14 points. He's been a career fourth liner for the most part, fourth third line. He's been a career NHLer though, more importantly. He's not been like a guy who travels back and forth between the NHL and the AHL. And then Derek Grant this year actually has more goals than Jake Voracek. He's got 14 for and 6 assists for 20 points. Voracek though
His
is a
shooting. I was gonna say his shooting percentage is very high as well, but it's good. We only have him for half the year. You trade for a guy like that, things could happen,
So let's talk some other things. I'm gonna skip three, but we're gonna come back to that in our little thing. If you're following along in our Dev and Rye, shut up.
I was gonna say, so just us three.
I want to talk about some bigger deals. Pageau to the Islanders for a first, a second, and a conditional third. Real quick, just quick thoughts. I think it's good for Pageau. I think it's bad for us overall. They also signed him for 6 years. They gave him the old 6 year, 30 mil contract. So.
So I think Pageau is a fine middle six to bottom six forward. I don't think he's like, I do think the Islanders paid a hefty price on for him, but that's what you have to pay sometimes to get marginally better players than what you're dealing with.
I think
He is
he's a very good scoring third line and a good second line player. I think he's a good second line player. I think in New York he'll thrive better than he did in Ottawa. You gotta remember he was playing in Ottawa.
Yeah, and I think there's a chance he'll play, the numbers will go up for him. I mean, this year he already had 24 goals before the trade, but back to shooting percentages, he is shooting at an 18% clip, so it's pretty high. You figure average is around 10 to 12.
I
Yeah, but
always get nervous about good players on terrible teams that put up good numbers, because like a lot of times it's just about opportunity. Like if you play a lot of minutes, like you'll get points. So you know, Ottawa, obviously they're not world beaters, so like I don't know. He makes the Islanders better, but it's just like another move that's, in my opinion, is going to keep the Islanders just what they are forever. Like they're going to like flirt between almost good and bad for like the rest of time. So I mean, like it makes the, like he's a good player, but like he's not. I don't know. I'm not
Again,
scared.
somehow the team gets better with John Tavares, and the team that got John Tavares is playing well right now. I
Oh my
wonder if
gosh.
there's a correlation. Anyways,
I don't think
spoiler alert, there's
so,
not.
It's
but
literally just how the team's built.
yeah, I
Anyways.
think boy genius Kyle Dubas made some mistakes, but
Yeah, something like that. Canes had a great deadline. They
loved
traded
what they
Didn't
did.
for Vincent Trocheck. They traded away Eric Halla, Lucas Wallmark, and two young nobodies. They may not actually be nobodies, but I don't know them, so I put them that way, because I didn't feel like putting down their names. And then they also added Sammy Vatanen and Brady Skay. Skay?
Oh
Shea?
my
Brady
God.
Shea?
Do you really not know how to
As
say
they
his name,
say
or are
in
you just doing a
hockey,
bit?
let's do that hockey.
You doing a bit, Drew?
No, I'm not doing a bit. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
You haven't seen like the SNL skit?
No.
Oh my
I literally just
I know. Let's do the hockey. Chance the Rapper guy.
yeah. I like the all right, back to the trade. I like the trade check move. I think
I think it's sad that Eric Halla had to go. I like Eric Halla.
I like
Yeah, but
Eric Halla too.
I
I think
think
he's
he's
in
a fine
Vegas, wasn't he?
player. He was.
He was,
Yeah.
yeah. And then Walmart, I'll be f very happy. Wait,
Wait,
yeah,
did you say
very happy.
Walmart?
Yeah, that's what everybody calls him. I'll be very happy to see him leave the Metro because every time the Flyers play the Hurricanes, he always scored. Don't know how, he just did. So I'm fine with him leaving the Metro. Trocheck coming into the Metro though, that's
Yeah.
you know, Trocheck's a good player.
Sammy
Vatanen,
Vatanen, I like him.
I'm
But
really
they're fine
happy.
defensemen. And
I'm really happy the Hurricanes made this trade because no matter what, the Hurricanes always do smart things and they like they play very well and everything they do seems to make sense,
then it
which is
doesn't
scary,
matter.
but it doesn't matter because they just they never get
They
good. So
always got the label that they were the computer nerd's favorite team because they
yeah.
always were great analytic wise, but they never seemed to be able to put it all together and do anything with it. The one thing though that they didn't address, and I find it interesting because
Goaltending.
they had time to address that. It's like they're both their goaltenders got hurt before the trade
Yeah, but the
deadline.
thing is, the two goalies that they called up from the AHL are both young and have very good potential, so.
Yeah, but you made all these other moves with the intention that you're going to push yourselves into the playoffs, and now you're starting goalies with potential, but not goalies with experience. You know what I mean? Like it.
They lost tonight, didn't they? Leafs.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're starting goalies that could be great, but you don't know for sure. And you made all these other moves. I think.
Well, can't you say that about all goalies?
Anyways,
Yeah, I mean, fair, very
I
fair,
have
but like.
questions.
You know my reservations on goalies.
They could be great.
Yeah.
What how do you pronounce how do you pronounce his last name? Somebody tell me.
Which one?
Brady Sh
Trocheck?
Brady Sh Brady
Brady
Sh
Shea.
Brady Shea. Yeah, I said that.
Oh,
No, you
you
didn't.
mean
You said Skid. You
I said Skay,
Skajay.
and
Skajee.
then I was like Brady Shea.
You didn't know how to say his name, which doesn't make sense because he plays for a division rival.
I just don't care about the Rangers. Like, I don't.
They're my
Anyways,
second most hated
look,
team.
I think you're giving Drew too much, or you were giving him too much credit there, Dev. I mean, he did pronounce Tuukka
Yeah, Tucker. The thing is, though, it's Tucker. And
Yeah, why don't I ask him that?
anyways, Patrick Marleau to the Pens for a third round. The only reason why I'm saying this is because, I mean, Patrick Marleau is still a big name, even though he's not necessarily the player that he used to be. And he's
Fun.
going to Pittsburgh, and everybody who goes to Pittsburgh plays well because,
I
you know,
have.
it's Pittsburgh. Also, they got Connor Sheary back from Buffalo
Yeah.
in a random
I mean,
trade, and I was like, huh?
so the
I
Pens,
have.
I find it almost next to impossible to evaluate because every time you think that they're not going to be a great team or they make a stupid move, it just doesn't matter.
So I
Like,
think I figured it out.
yeah.
This is going to sound really obvious, but like Crosby and Malkin are very good,
What?
right? Yeah, and, but no,
You're
but
lying to me.
hear me out, hear me out. So the Penguins always seem to make trades like adding Patrick Marleau. Like if any other team, if you took away the Penguins, you say the trades, and it was like the Hurricanes did it, I would be like, ooh, that's stupid, right? But like it's gonna work for the Penguins because I don't think it like it, okay, they had all the injuries this year, but like they're still good. Because I don't think it really matters who plays with Crosby and Malkin. You could have Kessel there, and you go, ooh, that's deadly. But you can delete Kessel and put in, I don't know, Connor Bunneman, and it would still be deadly because,
Wasn't
you
it
know,
like
Malkin's
Brandon
there.
Rust? No, who was the guy that you always say is terrible if he's on any team?
Gensel.
Jake Gensel.
Gensel. I'm sure that's
Also
not true, but like,
Sherry was one of them
Jerry was
too.
another one.
Brandon
Like,
Rust.
Rust, like all these guys will suck on any other team, I guarantee it. But
True.
like Jordan Staal, but like
It's true. It's just so true. I just.
it's just because like Crosby, Crosby and Malkin might be underrated. Like
Well, I think with just what they do for the players around them, right?
They're very like they've had like best and second best player title for like the entirety of their careers, but like I don't know. I think people really underestimate like they're the entire Penguins team. Like the rest of
They
their
really
roster
are.
is bad. Like Letang is on defense, and then after that, what do they
I
had a
mean,
rookie?
Letang is fantastic. Letang's always been fantastic.
No, he's a little
I mean, I still think that,
turd.
like, I think, I think, honestly, Crosby and Malkin are rated fine. I do think they elevate the players around them, but I still think you need at least average to above average players surrounding them for them to succeed.
You can find average players everywhere, though.
Well, I
Like, that's my
know.
point.
Yeah. But
So.
at the same time, it's not like, I mean, I don't know if Connor Bowman's going to be a great player, but. Or even a good player, but I don't know if you put him with Crosby, if he's scoring 15, 20 goals, you know what I
I
mean?
guarantee you he is.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm underrating Bunneman. Maybe he would. But like,
No, you're
Chris
not. You're
Vandeveld,
rating Bunneman just fine.
Anyways, Wayne Simmonds is a Buffalo Sabre. Not only is he a Buffalo Sabre, he waived his
Glad
no
he's not a
trade
devil anymore.
contract. To go to Buffalo.
Because
I
he was in
mean,
Jersey. He was in
yeah, right?
Newark.
Like,
At least
everybody
Buffalo is
was
close to
surprised.
home.
Yeah, right? Like, everybody's surprised that he waived his contract, but, like, he was literally playing in New Jersey.
Not even New
One, I
Jersey,
mean,
like Newark, New Jersey.
yeah, and one, like, the Buffalo, the Sabres don't have a great chance to make the playoffs. They're definitely not going to, but at least you look at, like, from a player standpoint, you're on the Devils, who are definitely not going to make the playoffs, and then you look at the Sabres, which A is out of New Jersey, and B, at least they have like a slim chance to make the playoffs.
And C, Wayne Simmonds is from Toronto, which is across the border.
What?
So
Yeah.
he's
So
going home.
anyway.
I saw that. It was not a big deal. I mean, it's, it is what it is.
I think we did a good job talking about the deadline because there's really other stuff happened. I don't really care about it. So let's talk about some flyer stuff here, other than the deadline, let's talk about You're doing a this. lot of stuff in this This
document, Dev.
all right. You know what? No, we're gonna talk about what Dev's doing in this because it ruined my train of thought. And because I want to talk about Kevin Hayes anyways. But in our doc, it says Hayes, villain to hero. But then as I was talking, Dev went in there and put quotes around Lane and villain, and then said, "Get it?" Because of Alain Vigneault. Yeah, Alain Vigneault. Thank you. That's Got it. really good, Dev. All right.
Thank you.
Great job.
You just leveled up in dad jokes.
Did he? I feel like he lost XP. Anyways, let's talk about big old Kevin Hayes, the $7.1 million man that everybody hated the signing for, and I still don't know why. And now he's the gem of everybody's eye.
How much would you pay for 21 goals in a season at this
Seven
point
point
in the
one
year?
four $2 million.
Thank you. Case closed.
He's like everybody was like, he's only ever scored 25 goals max. This is way too much money. I'm like, you don't understand how the NHL works nowadays.
I mean,
And
again, the
here he
cap's
is.
going up.
Here he is with two goals and an apple tonight. I just.
The cap's
You know
going
what they
up.
say about apples?
So 7 mil today isn't 7 mil
You say they keep the
4 years
doctor
ago.
away. You say they keep the doctor away. I swear to
They
God.
keep Dr. Coots away.
Oh, God. You're killing me here, Dev. I had a good point with Hayes, too.
Did you?
Great point.
She's a great locker room guy.
Listen, I kind of mentioned this earlier. Like, homegrown kind of really gave a scar to everyone.
Sure.
Two things about cap hits. One, older players get paid more.
Yep.
So they're always going to be overpaid, but you need them. Like, if you're going to build a good team, it's impossible to draft a team and have four good lines. You have to overpay some older guys. Two, $7 million today is like $4 million 10 years ago. So, yeah,
yeah,
it's not, he's not getting paid like Claude Giroux. Like, everyone, you know, Claude Giroux is making eight. But Claude Giroux signed his contract 45 years ago, so
okay.
It's fine.
Anyways,
and he's good. He's great, and he's hilarious, and he used to ref.
Kevin Hayes used to ref. He's a fantastic guy, and he deserves all the love that he's currently getting, and none of the hate that he got in the offseason.
And I made this point before too with Hayes' contract. I would, even if Hayes was still considered by some margin or metric or whatever that overpaid, I would still not care because the value he brings to the team, even if you're overpaying for him by like a million, is so much better. That million is so much better spent on him than overpaying like Yuri Letera by $4 million.
I used to think that you couldn't overpay any players in order to build a cup winning team. Like, that's how I used to think. I used to think you had to be really prudent and you had to have value contracts everywhere. You had to have like Sean Couturier contracts and like ghost scoring 60 points at $4.5 million contracts. But then I realized that's not true. You can have value contracts in some places and then you overpay for other players. And we keep saying overpay. That's the other thing that bothers me. We did not overpay for Hayes because that's what he would have gotten on the market. That is the price for Kevin Hayes.
Yeah.
If he didn't sign up for $7 million, some other team would have signed up for $7
million. And you're getting
you can't just divide like how much points all these players get by their cap hits and go, all right, this is the average cap hit per point, so this is how much you should pay per point, because that's not how it works.
Yeah, and with Kevin Hayes, I mean, you're getting a good player, regardless of whether you think he's overpaid or not. He's a good player. You're not overpaying for bottom six trash.
I would like to point something out. Dev is starting to get a little fired up, but he's doing his best to be a good dad, to stay quiet, and I think it's hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just like, you're like, and this, and then.
So I was in the car right
you
now?
You can tell he's like starting to raise.
Yeah. He's like getting up a little bit, and then he's like.
I think everybody, I think it was fair to have reservations. Time as well on the Hayes contract signing, but it's very obvious it has worked out very well for the Flyers so far.
Absolutely. And so Kevin Hayes is the man, and that's that. Let's talk a little bit
about
the
save
the
franchise.
I what's great about this season? I don't remember a lot of the downs.
There hasn't been. There's been two downs.
And they are?
Getting crushed by Pittsburgh in October.
Ooh.
And then the
Devils.
After Christmas road trip.
No.
The Devils wasn't a down.
Devils
wasn't a down. Don't get the Devils was just a bad
game. After Christmas
game.
Road trip was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The road trip was not fun.
Yeah.
Okay, actually I wanna talk about the Devils game real quick. Just as an aside. Everyone freaked out when they lost to the Devils 5-0. Oh no. They're going to miss the playoffs by 1 point, and we can look at this game. This will be the game. Listen, the next day, a better team than the Flyers lost to a worse team than the Devils, and that was Boston losing to Detroit.
Didn't they lose to them twice this year?
Yes, Detroit swept them, I believe.
Can I say
it just,
something
go
about
for
Detroit
it.
Real quick? Just because I saw this ridiculous stat earlier, If you were the worst team in the NHL, what do you think your goal differential would be?
Well, I know what
I
it
know
is.
it's
I
really
know what
I don't know.
Detroit.
I know
So
it's really bad. Negative 200.
the Kings are the second worst team in the NHL, I think. Whatever, even if they're not, it's 47. They're 47. Ottawa's 49. They're the second worst team in goal differentials. So Ottawa's 49, minus 49. Detroit's minus 110. So yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, and that team, keep in mind, beat Boston twice. So yeah, I agree with Dev. The Devil was the Devil's game was just your good teams are going to lose to bad teams from
You know
time to
what?
time. Hockey's a very
I want to
weird.
talk about a record for Boston. Boston has 39 wins. You want to know what the record in the shootout is? 0-7. Skills
That's hot. That
competitions
is a hot statistic.
do
You know what else was stupid about
not
this?
mean shit in the NHL this day and age. Sorry.
That's because every team has at least three good players on a breakaway. So, like, you
It's
know,
just the best team in the
even
NHL is 0-7 in the shootout, and the
though
NHL wants to keep this fucking shootout around. It's
you know what
so
else is
goddamn
stupid
dumb.
about the shootout? You were
Sorry.
just mentioning goal differential. Do you
Yeah.
know they count shootout wins and losses as like a plus one or negative one on goal differential?
Yeah, because
That's
isn't it like
stupid.
a
That's not,
team goal too? So
yeah,
like
it's
if
not
you
really
look
a
at the
goal.
team,
So like if you
yeah.
lose 4-3 in the shootout, your goal differential should just remain even,
Right.
but you would actually lose a goal.
Because technically the goalies get shutouts.
Yeah, the goalies get shut out, so it's not a goal. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I think we talked about this over the summer. My biggest pet peeve about the NHL is inconsistencies in the rules. So if a goalie can get a shutout in a game where your team lost by one, and the goalie let in the goals in the shootout, that doesn't
Right.
make sense. You're creating, yeah.
I have
So,
derailed things because I was looking at random stats today, and I'm sorry.
you know what I like about the Flyers so far the past couple weeks
What's that?
is that they have a great ability to bounce back after losing a game.
Yes.
I
And I
don't
think
think that's what were you gonna say, Dev?
I don't besides if you take out the after Christmas road trip and then the road trip after they found out Oscar Lindblom was diagnosed with cancer. First of all, even before that, I make the point I'm about to make. If you take out those two road trips, the Flyers actually have a pretty good road record, by for what it's worth.
Correct.
Anyway, if you take out those two like streaks, like the Lindblom cancer diagnosis, like it's hard to like fault them for losing three in a row on the road. Like they
That's a
obviously weren't in it
big
at the.
mental, like, drain.
And then yeah, so then there were the Christmas road trip was terrible. Like there's no excuse for that. But like after that, they haven't lost like two games in a row that often.
Well, I was
Like
gonna
I don't.
say, after I think this calendar year, I don't think they've lost two games in a row. I might be wrong, but at least over the last like 3 to 4 weeks they haven't. And that just ability
So
to
this calendar year starts technically with that road trip. Vegas, Arizona, and Carolina were all losses.
were part of this year. Okay, so after that road trip, have
The
they lost
last time
two in
they
a
lost
row?
two in a row was January 4th and 7th.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
and that was
very
yeah.
early. And then since then they haven't lost two in a row. And I think
It's
they're just, at least right now, they're playing. They're definitely, and you've seen this before. Alain Vigneault talked about it when he started off with the Rangers back when they made their cup run. The first half of the season, he said, was like below average to average, and the second half is really when they found their identity and then pushed them to the cup. I think the Flyers are sort of entering that find your identity phase, because they're able to bounce back from those, you know. I wouldn't say devastating losses, but like, you know, you lose 5-0 to the Devils, you don't feel great, but then they go right back out of the next game and
beat the
pull
Capitals
out a
7-2.
win. Yeah, exactly.
Along those lines, what I like about the Flyers this year is that they are taking care of business against bad teams.
Yes.
So when
Thank God.
I
And
was
still
looking
being
I
competitive against really good teams.
so I was looking well, they always did that,
Yeah.
but they never just
But
beat
I'm
the
saying,
bad
like, they
teams.
didn't give one
But
up to get the other, right? They're still doing
yeah,
that.
yeah,
They're
yeah.
doing both instead of just the good teams,
So
is
when I
what I'm
was looking
saying.
at the schedule to see, like, to look at Rye's point about them not losing two in a row, so it reminded me they lost three in a row in December to Colorado, Minnesota, and Winnipeg. Right, that was that road trip I was talking about with Oscar. So they're coming in. They had four games against Anaheim, Buffalo, Ottawa, and the Rangers before Christmas. And Vigneault said, like, we need to win all four of these games. These teams are bad, essentially. And the team kept saying it, like, yeah, we want to win all four of these games. And they did. they beat four teams that were bad in a row. And it was like, whoa, they did it. They never do that. And they did it. And then since then, you delete the after Christmas road trip, they really haven't lost two games in a row since then.
They
So,
really have not.
and I think it's more to the point where, like, the first season under Alain Vigneault, they're really starting to find their identity. And I think, I mean, especially you look at that ability to bounce back after losses. I mean, that's if they're still the same team they are come playoff time, that is going to be huge. If they can just
Come.
they lose a game and the next game they come right back out and play, and have the ability to win a game right after they lose.
Listen to this stretch, all right? They lose to New Jersey. They're in, I think when they lost to New Jersey, they fell out of the playoff spot, right? They were still like tied for the last wild card spot. They had a stretch, and this was the stretch. Washington, Florida, Islanders, Florida, Tampa Bay, Columbus, Columbus. All right. They play four games against the Florida Panthers and Columbus Blue Jackets, who were ahead of them in the standings. And then they play the Capitals, who are one of the best teams in the league, Tampa Bay, who are one of the best teams in the league, and Islanders, another team they're fighting the playoff spot. They beat Washington 7-2. They beat Florida 4-1, lose to the Islanders, beat Florida again 6-2, lose to Tampa, okay,
That was
then,
actually a good game by then, too.
yeah, beat Columbus on the back-to-back home and home. Like, that's a killer instinct. And they forced themselves into the third spot in the Metro, and this is it's just so refreshing because they haven't done this in years, a very long time.
And definitely more to the point I made earlier, too. I think if the Flyers can keep this up and turn the conversation of what's the identity of this team to this team's actually really good. I think come the off season you'll see kind of different moves to further improve the team instead of kind of what we got before. Like instead of signing like not question marks, but like players that guys will have reservations about, we'll go out and maybe get a big name or two.
Travis Konecny was an all-star, boys.
He is an all-star, correction.
Travis Konecny is on
He's
all-star, boys.
he is awesome.
He's the
I love
best.
him.
He is in the city where he belongs.
He's definitely like you hate to compare him to Marchand because I mean everybody kind of hates Marchand, but like he kind of is. It's great to see him get in like players' faces and the chirping is just unreal. And on top of that, he's really friggin' good.
I just wanted to bring it up. It just makes me happy.
he's just I just love that. Like, I think I tweeted this a couple days ago. Like he's made the Flyers annoying again, like to other teams, let them buzz. And
I
he's
think
so.
that's. Yeah, I was gonna say. I think that's something that you kind of notice more this year. Like, they just played the Sharks tonight, and I mean, back in the day, they play the Sharks. They play each other twice a year. They wouldn't even give a fuck, you know? Two teams that rarely ever see each other. The Flyers aren't that good. They're not really pushing them. And tonight, they kind of got in, and they've been kind of getting it in all year. They're just. You're right. They're annoying to play again.
Like, he's such a, like, just a jerk, and I love it. Like, he's just, you can just see him. He's so annoying. Like, I would hate him if he was on any other team. And I love that he's ours.
It's fun to have players like that, players that other teams hate, but
We're gonna have
fun, you
to
know.
move quickly through these, just because we're running a little bit out of time, and I want to talk about some things. Claude Giroux, breaking records and stuff. He's the man.
Not, yeah, I think more or less now people, and I'm not gonna say everybody because I know there's still people out there that don't appreciate
Idiots.
him. Yeah, that don't appreciate him for what he is, but I think. You kind of see, now that, and I thought about this today, since
He
Giroux was
broke Bobby
made captain.
Clark's power play assist record, by the way,
Correct.
or
Yeah,
point
I,
record.
and
Yeah.
I think, I
Assist
think,
record.
since he's
Is it
became,
assist? Yes, yeah, sorry.
yeah, power play assist, but I think since he's became the captain, like this, and this has become his team, the team he has now, it's definitely the best team he's had since he took over as like the face of the franchise, right? Like we're not talking about before when he was on the Cup Finals team.
2012 was pretty good.
He wasn't captain, though.
Was he?
Was
Wasn't
it?
he?
I don't think so.
Pronger was on the team in 2012.
I don't know if
I'm
they
pretty sure
named
he
him.
was.
I don't
Yeah,
think he was
maybe.
captain.
I think he
Would you
was
say
because
it's
he
better than this
scored.
team?
He checks Crosby and he scores, and I see a C on his chest in my memory when he celebrates.
True. I'm trying to think of who was on that team, though. Was it better than the team they have now?
They had Jágr, Hartnell,
Fon.
Briere.
Fon. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, okay. And that was a fun year, was it
Claude
not?
Giroux was named
Yeah.
captain on January 15th, 2013. He was not captain at that time.
So, yeah. So, I'm trying to think then.
So
Then,
this
yeah.
is the best team. This is what it
It,
is.
yeah, it's one of, if not the best team he's had when he was the face of the franchise. And you look back to the teams that he did have to play with, they're atrocious when you compare them to this team today. I think that's why he gets a lot of crap and he was really underrated because the team was underperforming, or at least underperforming to the expectations of some of these fans. But ultimately, I think,
The
you actually
Flyers
and
have no captain that year?
No,
I'm
they were leading
sorry.
assists.
That's stupid.
Assistants. A lot of
But
them were.
yeah, I think this year you even like for the first part of this year, he wasn't like he was, he's still a centerpiece of the team, but he wasn't putting up the same numbers he used to. And I mean that's been different over the past couple weeks. He's been really, producing, but he doesn't have to be, and he said this in an interview. He does, he doesn't feel like he has to do too much anymore. He's not, the word he used was he doesn't have to feel like he needs to cheat anymore. And that's good. You actually get to see a player like Giroux, I guess, at the tail end of his prime, but still a point producing player, be utilized correctly, and he doesn't have to work too hard. You know what I mean?
I love him.
Yeah,
He's amazing.
he's the best. He's this he might be the he's top five flyer all time. Oh
Absolutely.
yeah, easily.
100%.
Yeah,
That's
easily.
not even a question. We have to move forward though, because we're slowly running out of time. I got a lot to talk about. I added something in real quick. Carter Hart, home and away. His home stats, fantastic. 16-2-2 with a 164 goals against and a 942 save percentage. Road stats, however, 3-10-1 with a 388 and an 855.
I think though when Dev, you take out those bad road trips, I think you looked into this before. They're okay
So
for the
actually, I
stats.
didn't take out the road trips. What I
You
did
took out
was
the October.
I took out there was four games in October where he just
Because his
sucked.
October
Like he was
stats
really
are
bad.
horrible. His
So
January
when you
stats are
take
also
out
horrible.
those four games, just take out those four games, right? And I know like you can't do that, but like I have a problem
I mean,
with
you can for literally doing it.
I have a problem with averages. Come at me, math people,
Well, I mean, save percentage is actually like one of
Move
the
it faster, guys. Get to the point.
misleading,
Okay, 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 okay,
misleading
okay. If
statistic.
you take out those three games, and I don't have the numbers with me, but his save percentage just in general jumps up like to like it would be like top five in the league probably. I forget it, but it goes from like bad to good. Just to say that, so those three games are really weighing it down.
What
So,
makes
but
it
the home
makes
and road
more
splits still exist. But
the home and
I
road
don't
thing
know.
is very interesting to me. I have a very dumb and interesting proposition when the Flyers make the playoffs. Start Carter at home and Brian on the road and just see what happens.
No,
You're gonna
stupid.
win
Well, see,
four games.
here's the thing
Stupid,
though.
stupid,
Here's the
I
thing
know.
with that
I
though.
said it was stupid. I said we're just gonna say it.
I think it's more like I don't think it's just a Carter Hart thing. Like I think it's kind of a team thing too when
Probably,
they're on
yeah.
the
It's
road.
just I just I
I
just
mean,
thought.
you have to go back and watch every game, and I'm sure that's not like the case for every single game. Like I know there's been games where Carter has laid some clunkers on the ice, but
Carter should also not start on a Saturday or Sunday. He does not play well on the weekend. He's played in 13 total games on that, 10 on Saturday, 3
where
on
are you
Sunday.
getting this from?
The splits on the Flyers website, actually.
NHL.com does, you can do stupid splits because they only give you stupid stats.
Yeah, exactly. On
They'll give you good
Saturdays
stats
he
for
has a
stupid ones.
312 goals against and an 881 save percentage. And on Sunday, in three games, it's a small sample size, 422 and
Drew, who did they
837.
play on Saturday?
I have no idea.
What were the teams?
I have
Exactly.
no
So
idea.
like
I'm just throwing these out there just because I
it
thought it
was
was interesting.
Tampa each time.
Just because I thought it was
If they're wait,
thought it was
what's the
interesting.
save percentage when it's a cloudy day?
He's got about a it doesn't they don't count that because it's indoor rye, come on.
real quick on the
I
Hummer Road
just
splits.
wanted to throw the
The
table
Hummer
things
Road
in there
splits
because
didn't exist last year. Like, I mean, they existed, but like the discrepancy between the two didn't exist. They didn't exist in his junior career. Like, it's just an
he was
anomaly.
better on the road
Like,
last year.
yeah, and
yeah,
I think
it's just gonna even out. Like,
it's just one of those things that
I
happens,
think
so
for especially,
it's
you
just
know, it could be a team thing too for some of those games. There's a lot of factors that go into why his save percentage on the road is so
How are
good.
his last three road games?
I've already gotten rid of the Spritz because I'm ready to move on.
Okay. They're probably not
We're
bad.
just powering through this.
We're powering through this because there's a lot and not a lot of time. Boys, where will the Flyers finish? I vote exactly where they are. Third in the Metro.
What happens if we run out of time? Do we die?
Yes,
We
absolutely.
explode. The pot explodes.
The pot
You're really
explodes.
panicky. Like,
No, I
it's
feel like there's a lot to talk about, and I know we're gonna talk about a lot here, and there's still a little section
okay. Who
after this.
cares if we go over an hour? What's gonna happen? The world's gonna end?
Yes.
Are we gonna go down from 25 listeners to 23?
You know, I never got why people get annoyed at long podcasts. It's a podcast, just
Neither
pause
do I. I don't know.
it.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? You know what it is? I'm so used to you having to come on the way home.
The quick devs almost home.
Yeah.
He's sitting out in front of his house.
I'm so used to doing this while you're on the road on the way, and I'm like, I don't hear the car driving. I know he's home. We're running out of time, that kind of thing. So.
Is it considered a hot take if I say the Flyers will finish second in the division?
I think it's plausible. I just think
But
they'll
is it a
No,
hot
that's what I
take?
was gonna say. It's not a hot take,
I
no.
don't think it's a hot take, no.
Okay. But
It's
I'm
just
still gonna say
I
second.
think it's a hot
It's a
take if you
mild.
say they win the Metro. That's a hot take.
I don't want to go that far.
Right.
I think that the Flyers will.
You know what?
Wanted to
No,
say
if
second. I wanted to
you're gonna
say
say
second.
second. Okay. No, you know what? You say
So
second. I'll take the hot take. I'll go. You want?
I pose a question to you, Dev, since you say second. Who finishes third then?
Caps.
I agree with you.
They're you know what they got going on? Cup fatigue.
You know what they got going
Just
on?
2 years of delayed.
They're trying so hard to get Ovechkin his goals that they're losing games.
No, what the this is what I think just happens to teams that are good and have like either won a cup or have been like on a lot of deep runs in recent history. They just get fatigued at the end of the year. They've played a lot of hockey, so I think they're just losing games. I think they're still gonna like it depending, you know. They can still make a run in the playoffs and win the cup, but they're just they know they're making the playoffs and these games are not they're not getting up for these games. So I think they're just gonna fall a little bit. And
And then they'll hit the playoffs and they'll hit another level again and go off from there.
Flyers, Caps, round
Ooh.
one, Flyers at home. Man, I feel good
Ooh.
about it, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, if the
Places.
season ends today, we will play Pittsburgh.
That'd be a fun series.
I just don't want to
Look, we
lose to them
almost
again.
so yeah, that would be really upsetting, but think about the last time we played them in the playoffs.
Took them to
We,
six.
yeah, we took them to six games. That team wasn't great, and
Didn't Couturier have 45 points in one game on a torn ACL or something?
yeah, something wild like that, I'm sure. But I always like to think about what the Flyers used to do to the Penguins, like how mad the Penguins would get when they played the Flyers. You kind of saw that the last playoff series, and now we have. I mean, Konechny's always, you know, was he around last playoff series? I mean, if he was,
Yes.
yeah, versus the Penguins, yeah. But I mean, I'm sure he didn't factor as much as he would today, and especially with the chirping, like he would really get under their skin. I mean, we've seen it in the stadium series last year,
As
and I think
long
just the.
as the Penguins have Letang and Malkin on, the Flyers will always be able to get under their skin.
Oh yeah.
Because they're weak mentally.
I think it'd be a fun series. I honestly would say that a Flyers Penguins, and I mean, that's not really a hot take, but I would say it'd be the most fun playoff series
I think the Penguins
in the
Flyers
NHL this
rivalry
year.
can be renewed if they play each other in the playoffs this
I
year and the
agree with you.
Flyers
I
win.
think
The
so.
Flyers
I
have to
think
win,
so.
though. Like,
Yeah,
if the
I think so
Flyers
too.
lose, it, like,
It's just going to be more of the same.
yeah, but if the Flyers beat the Penguins in the playoffs, the rivalry is back.
And that'll show not just the team and the GM that they're ready to take that next step. It'll show the city.
All right.
So, what?
We can delete this, the fantasy State of the Union. We don't have to do that.
We have to do it.
Yeah. No,
Okay.
I don't. Does anybody actually really? I mean, I guess like maybe two people care about that.
Yeah,
I care.
we're not doing that. I'll be brief. I
Can we
didn't.
just talk about what I care about real quick then?
No.
It's
No,
that
wait. I'm
I
not.
have.
I'm still on. Still on, no, not on. On this topic. The Flyers are a good team, and they'll probably lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Whoa.
But, but,
You just
but,
stabbed me in the
but.
heart, Dev.
Ryan, get my gun.
They could easily go on a run this year.
Ryan, get
Like,
my gun.
no,
I
listen.
agree with what Dev said. The
So,
playoffs are
like,
so they're weird, you know?
well, the playoffs are weird, and like the think about who the Flyers have to play in their first two rounds. They're gonna have to play the Caps and then the Penguins. Like, that's it. And those are two of the teams that are gonna be
Both
contending
those
for the
teams
cup
lost in the
this
first
year.
round of the playoffs last year.
Can I say about the
I'm not
Metro
saying
Division
that
as a
that's what I
whole?
think will happen, Drew.
To
I'm
the
saying,
Islanders and the Hurricanes.
right,
Who
last
do
year, well, last year was weird, man. You know it. You know it in your heart. All I'm
Playoffs are
saying
weird.
is,
Remember a couple years ago, the Ottawa Senators were one goal away from going to the finals. Like, you just don't fucking know.
2010, the Flyers were a good team. They
It's
made the playoffs on the last day
yeah,
in a
and they played
shootout.
like a good year, and they played like a good
And
team when they
then they
got
went on
there.
a run. Yeah. Well, that's
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
yeah.
All you have to do is go on a run. But I'm not saying I expect the Flyers to lose in the first round. They're not good. I'm was saying the opposite, where I'm really excited because I think they could go on a cup run this year if things fall right for them.
Yeah, I think
But that
you
being
look
said,
at
if they
the.
lose in the first round, I'm woe is me. Flyers suck. But
Yeah, I think you look at the Flyers of the past, over the past 5 years, those Flyers teams that did make the playoff, you didn't really have any faith in those teams. I mean, you could say, I
well, I
guess, if
dig them
things.
stupid.
I mean, you look at those teams, though, and I mean, I think most people, I mean, unless you thought, like, maybe if things line up right, they could maybe win a round. But I think you're right. I think, obviously stuff would have to go more their way, but I think they're more in control of winning games now than they were before. And I think they could go on a run. I think it's plausible. I mean, I guess, really any team could, but I
Since
think they
that
have a
road
better
trip
chance.
ended, they've been one of the best teams in hockey, like analytically.
Not just that too. I
So,
just think even if you're just looking at like points.
yeah, no points, but like, I mean, yeah, that was obvious, but like, I was just like saying that the underlying numbers since the after Christmas road trip ended have been
They're
very
finding
good.
their identity.
Do you know what the
Yeah.
Flyers'
And
key is to winning the cup?
pucks in deep.
Winning more games than other
Scoring first.
teams.
Okay. While you're all correct, figuring out the road troubles. You figure out the road troubles, you win the cup.
They did. There are no road troubles. Like, that's what I'm trying.
Yeah,
That's a that is a
that
lie.
was the point. Yeah. I mean,
Like,
during the first half of the year, sure, but they were also the result of two very bad road
I
trips.
wish I could find someone tweeted it like a couple weeks ago. That like the Flyers when. The Flyers on road games that are less than like two road games in a row, so it's like not a road trip, but it's a road game. Have like they're it's like almost as good as their home record, and for the record, you don't play more than two games on the road in the playoffs. So it's long road trips where they've struggled, and it's been two of them. So I'm not worried. I don't buy into the home road split at all.
Yeah, I think yeah. More to Dev's point, they had two really bad road trips, and I think, since the end of that one bad road trip, they've been fine on the road,
I wish I knew what that tweet was. I hate referencing things I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I do like the next question. Who do we fear in the Metro? And I
I
agree
don't
with the
f
point made in the tweet.
Okay,
Or
hang on.
not the tweet, the
What?
doc here.
This is not your job.
What do you mean?
This
I'm
is
part of
my
the pod.
job.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, But
You're
see,
the one yelling at us
I had a whole
on.
thing. I said
I
I was
don't
going to
care about
say.
anything.
Drew tried to move it along
I
by
know,
moving
right?
it.
God
We
forbid
stopped it.
I try to move it along.
We
Dev
stopped it,
posed
and
a
then you moved
question
it on.
in the doc. Besides the Caps and the Pens, who do we fear in the Metro?
But
No
I
one.
don't fear the Caps and the Pens. I think the Flyers have done, they lost the one game at the beginning of the year really bad to the Penguins, but then they also beat the Penguins, and then they beat the Caps 7-2. Flyers are a decent team. I think that the Penguins and Caps, yeah, sure, they could beat the Flyers in the playoffs, but I think the Flyers could also beat them in a playoff series this year.
There's only one team that I'm truly like, ugh, I really hope we don't have to play them. And that's Tampa. And they got swept last year. So, like, really? I
What
don't
about
know.
Boston?
No, we beat Boston.
Well, I know we
Shootout.
did beat Boston, but they
We
still
beat them
are
twice, didn't we?
a very good team. I don't know. I'd have to look
Yeah,
that
we
up,
did. We
but
beat them in Boston, too.
well, that's
Yeah.
good.
3-2 in a shootout.
I just always
I still don't know why Boston's good. We
I
beat them
just always
twice
look
in a
at
shootout.
Boston
They have a
as a
really good top
scary
line.
team to play because it's Boston and they freaking win everything, so.
It's like you look at Boston's roster and it's like, wow, that top line, man, that's really good. And then like you look at the rest of their roster and it's like, I don't know.
I mean,
Chara is
they have a
45 years old.
Tucker
Like they got
Rask is a good reason
Tucker
why.
Rask.
Tucker, yeah, but like if you like follow like the chatter in Boston, like they kinda hate Rask because he like I don't know why. He
Because
seems
I
like a
feel
good
like
boy.
it's like almost like the Philly media. Like they have a good goalie, and they're just gonna drag him down for no good reason.
I remember a couple years ago, maybe two, I thought Boston was dead. And it's like then they went out and they just got insanely good again and nothing really changed. Like it's still the same roster. So I mean, Bergeron's amazing, Pasta's amazing, Marchand's amazing. After that, Rask is great, but like I don't know, he's not like
He could still, I mean, I guess
he
any goalie has the
yeah.
capability of stealing you
But like
games, but
Boston
like.
is really good. That's my point. Like I don't know why they're like one of the best teams in the league. And I feel like they're a one line team. But I know they're not. Like I don't know. I don't pay attention to them
They
enough.
just might
I
be well
guess.
coached. I mean, you look at the Islanders, like, do you really think the Islanders should be performing to what they have been the past couple years?
No, absolutely not.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, but here we are.
The
I just
Islanders
think
are
it's a
really
combination of things. They, with the Bruins, they probably do have weaknesses, but they are good at being masked. I think that's why the Penguins have also been really good. Besides having, two of the best players in the league, they've just been very well coached as well.
Krejci's pretty good too. So to do that, the 1-2 punch. I think that's like the most necessary thing is having like an insanely good top line and then
Yeah, I
also
mean, you have
insane
to.
line.
Yeah,
Because
and I think that is a key. If your third and fourth line can keep you afloat, if your first two lines are a true 1-2 punch, you could do damage.
you have to have a top line that can't be shut down. Excuse me, that can't be shut down in the playoffs. Like if your top line's not great, then in the playoffs it'll be shut down, and then the rest of your team won't score, and you'll lose.
Yeah, and
So.
I think that's why, you'll get the Flyers going in the playoffs this year. You do feel a little bit more confident about them because they just have a deeper team. Their bottom six is more solidified, and their top two lines are pretty decent.
Yeah.
So I think, more of the Bruins being good, I just think they're well coached. They have two good top lines, bottom six that can play. And
Good goaltender.
I'll be honest, yeah, good goaltender, and I'm sure they're. I don't know much about their defense, to be honest. I know Charlie McCoy's there, and Char is ancient.
You
That's
say
about it.
McCoy? Charlie McCoy?
Is he not there?
McAvoy? Charlie McAvoy?
McAvoy,
I was really trying to
McCoy,
figure out who he was talking about. I think you're
McCoy.
thinking you combined McAvoy Coyle into one name.
I
Charlie
think so
Coyle.
too. I
Anyways, Ryan, you know what? You can ask this next question since I jumped on you, but
Let me bring up the pod. Who misses in the Metro?
Blue
who
Jackets.
misses it?
Come
Yes.
on, that's a safe bet,
I
Drew.
mean, they're in right
Yeah.
now.
Okay.
Right, yeah, but
So right currently right now, in the playoffs for the Metro. Washington, Pittsburgh, Philly as the leaders. And then the two wild card spots are occupied by the Islanders and Columbus,
Columbus.
followed by Carolina and the Rangers.
I'm
The
actually surprised that the
Rangers,
Rangers are like, I would, I don't know if I'd say they're in
they're
it, but
four
they're
points
pretty
out.
freaking close.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the
they're pretty
Rangers. Yeah, the
freaking
Rangers are
close.
4 points out.
They're
So
8-2 in their last 10.
let me talk. All right, so I mentioned this. I wanted to talk about Columbus are frauds and they're falling out. Okay, they're not good. And I think like they're killing it in January. And people were, I think a lot of the smart people were saying like, and they're killing it, but they're still a bad team. And then lo and behold, they lose like 8 in a row. All right. Same story with the Rangers. They're just doing it after Columbus. Okay, they're on a heater right now. Teams go on streaks. They'll win a bunch of games in a row. They'll lose a bunch of games in a row. But they always return to what they are. So if you look at this team season as a whole, and before their winning streak, they were bad, but then they won 8 games in a row, and now suddenly they're in a playoff spot or close to it. They're going to return to being bad. So when the Flyers were good and they lost a bunch of games, and everyone's like, oh no, they fell in the playoff spot, I wasn't worried because I knew, like, well, they were good for most of the year. They're just going to go back to being good. Same thing with the Rangers in Columbus. They were bad most of the year. They went on a heater, were good. They're going to go back to being bad and miss the playoffs. So the Rangers in Columbus are not making it in.
But more to that point, I mean, the Flyers for several years weren't that good, but they'd always, or not always, but they'd sometimes sneak in. You could still have a bad team sneak into the playoffs, you know? Like, Columbus
Yeah, I
has a
mean,
shit ton of loser points. I mean, granted, they also have played three more games than most of the other teams
but
that are
in
fighting
those
for that wild
years, the
card
Metro
spot.
wasn't as stacked as it is now. If this was a normal year, I would, it, yeah, I would, I could see the Rangers sneaking in, but they're literally fighting with six other teams for
I
three
want to know
spots.
more
You
about
also know
the good teams are going to take it.
you also know who else has a ton of loser points? Boston. They have 12. And you know what? So does St. Louis, who leads the West, they have 10.
Yeah, but
You're getting off
Boston.
topic.
Yeah, Boston also has 39 wins. Columbus is
Yeah. But
31, 14. They're a
you brought up
below
loser points,
500
I'm bringing up
team.
loser points.
I think when it's all said and done, here's my hot take. Carolina gets in first wild card. And then I think Florida ends up taking the second wild card.
That's a big, I mean, has Bob been playing good? I know he's
No.
been,
He's been
no.
playing better, but
Florida and Toronto
I
have
mean, lately,
basically been
I know
saying,
he's been pretty bad all year.
like both Florida and Toronto have been sucking, and they've basically been like, you take the third spot. No, you take the third spot. No, you take the third spot. But I think they
Toronto
both.
has 74 points and it
I'd
beats
like to know more about the Hurricanes goalie
did they win
situation.
tonight? My standings aren't up to date. It says 72.
What? Did
Yeah,
who win
Toronto,
tonight?
because they have 74 points, so yes.
Wait, did who
Okay.
win tonight?
Toronto.
Toronto. Okay.
Oh my God,
So the
Keith Wow.
Hurricanes, I want to know, like, so they have two
Hey,
of
why are we
their
talking about
tandem
Toronto
goals.
here?
No, I want to talk about the Hurricanes because I want to make
We'll
a
talk about
decision
who
on whether
misses
or
in the
not.
Metro.
Yeah, and I want to see if they I want to make an informed decision on whether or not they miss the playoffs. If they get one of their goalies or both of their goalies back in the next couple in the next week or so, I think they yeah, they definitely make the playoffs. If not, if their
What do you think
goalies
about the
are out for
goalies?
like yeah, if their goalies are out for like a solid month and they're running with two inexperienced AHL guys, who knows? They could easily miss the playoffs.
Man,
Yeah,
yeah, this
Columbus is
is
missing the
actually a
playoffs.
crapshoot. All these teams suck now. No, I'm
I
not even kidding.
think
I just refuse to believe in the Islanders. Columbus is bad. Carolina lost its goalies, and the Rangers are bad. So who takes
well, that's the thing. It's up in the air. You
the
like it's the
Islanders or
Hurricanes.
Carolina?
If Carolina doesn't get their goalies back, I don't know, maybe the Rangers sneak in. You
It's the
just don't know.
Islanders and Carolina because Carolina's a better overall team than Columbus.
I mean, I
Columbus
agree
rode a
with
hot
that.
goaltender when he first came up to a playoff spot.
No, I agree with that.
All
I
right,
don't think
here's
I agree with Columbus doesn't make it at all. I'm just saying if one of those bad teams that were to get in, I think it would be the Rangers before Columbus.
Let me pose about 8 questions to
That's a lot.
They're all yes or no. Are the Kings good?
No.
The Kings?
Yeah.
I mean,
Are
this
the
year now.
how
I
good
mean,
are the
last couple
Jets?
years now.
The Jets?
Yeah.
You said they were yes
Good,
and
bad,
no.
or meh. Be good, bad, or
Meh.
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 Okay. Minnesota.
Bad.
Columbus.
Bad.
Bad. Boston.
Great.
Chicago.
Bad. Meh.
Carolina.
Carolina, it's, I mean, they're good, but they also need goalies now.
Meh.
San Jose.
Terrible.
Bad this year.
Islanders.
Good
Eh.
enough.
Those are all the teams that the Rangers have played since February 9th, and they've won all but one of those games. So, like,
And what was the
yeah,
one that
but
they
points are
lost?
points, you know?
My
What
point
was the
is,
one that they
like,
lost?
they're beating some, they're not like killing great teams, so they're winning games, but it's not like they're necessarily playing like
Yeah, and they
What
the
was the
question
one that they
posed,
lost?
Boston.
yeah, I mean, the question posed isn't whether they're a good team, it's whether or not they can get enough points and sneak their way into the playoffs if a team like Carolina falls off. I mean, the
Yeah,
Blue Jackets,
they're not going to.
I mean, I agree if Carolina gets their goalies back, and hell, even if they don't, they could, you know, I still think that Carolina most likely
Carolina's
gets
an
in.
actually good team. Like, they're
Yeah.
good.
But
So
I'm just
it's
saying,
hard for me to see them not make.
you want to
Yeah.
know how I know the Rangers aren't going to do anything? Because they gave the team that they're chasing one of their better defensemen.
Yeah, look, I'm not
That's
my
because they're not
point
stupid, I
yeah, my
guess.
point being was that I don't think the Rangers are going to make the playoffs. I don't. I really don't. But I could see them. My point was I could see them making it over Columbus if the Hurricanes were to like completely fall off, which I
All
do
right.
not think they will.
Lock in your answer. Who are the two wild card teams, assuming you think the same three
Islanders,
teams that are leading
Hurricanes.
will lead? Islanders, Hurricanes, Kush?
I mean, I kind of have to agree with that because who else is going to be the Panthers? And they have a tendency of missing just barely every year. So I say that streak
If the Panthers
continues.
make the playoffs, it won't be as a wild card team. It'll be the third team in the Atlantic because the Atlantic, other than Boston and Tampa, is ass.
Do you think
They're
Toronto is going to fall off
They're only
that
four
bad? Yeah,
points out.
yeah,
They're
I know,
four
I know.
points
I'm
out
not
in the
saying
run.
it's not possible. I just,
Like,
you
I'm
know.
not saying that they're terrible because they lost to a Zamboni driver. I'm saying that they're terrible because they had a Zamboni against them in net and only mustered 10 shots against him.
Yeah, no,
So
I
you're saying they're
agree. I
terrible because they
think
lost to a Zamboni driver?
I'm saying they're terrible because they didn't challenge a Zamboni driver.
Yeah, me and Drew kind of talked about this before, but yeah, they had 10 shots on a guy. They had half a game to get more to get a bunch of shots on a guy who doesn't play professional hockey, and they took 10 shots total.
I've
That's
made a
not
bunch of I've had a bunch of takes about Toronto to always be right and wrong. Remember a couple
good.
years ago when I said I would rather have the Flyers than the Leafs roster?
Pretty sure we all agreed with you.
Yeah.
I know. I thought we looked really stupid because then Hextall got fired and the Leafs went to make the playoffs.
And then
But
the
now I
Leafs have
look smart this
Hextall
year. They did.
now. You know what? There's a lot of correlation here. Tavares, Hextall.
I think it's just Hextall.
I agree with what Drew had said. I do think that the Hurricanes get in. I think the Islanders, you know, get in. And
Just to be
I
different, I'm saying Hurricanes and Panthers. But if I was being honest with myself, I'd probably say Hurricanes and Islanders. But
think you'd be more likely to see it as Hurricanes Toronto if Florida's going to make the playoffs.
yeah, that's fair. I guess you could say Panthers take that third seed, and then Toronto is one of the
It's the last
wild
wild card.
card. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Think the way the math works, it's like either way. Like,
Correct.
but
Look, it's
yeah.
going to be
I
the Islanders, Hurricanes,
so
Leafs, and
my thought process is, Dev, is no matter what, if Florida's in the playoffs, it's as a third seed in the Atlantic, not as a wild card team.
okay.
I mean, they could still, you know, come in the wild. I mean, look, it's
And
you
I
just
played
don't
devil's
know.
advocate with Toronto making the playoffs, where I still think one of them will make the playoffs and the other one won't.
What would you rather see? Toronto miss the playoffs completely
Yes.
and have their media explode,
Absolutely.
or have the Toronto or have them just scrape in and then get swept?
Have
Which would
missed the
you?
playoffs, 100% missed the playoffs. There's not even
No, I need
it's
to
not
see
even a
them lose
question.
in the first round to Boston.
I need
Yeah,
to see them go
that would be
golfing in the
great,
first
wouldn't it?
round.
Because that would just be the narrative again, them losing
That would be the
I
third time in a row.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to see that. Their media
Yeah.
would explode. I think they would.
So,
I think it would be worse than if they just missed the playoffs ever.
I
do not think
love
that. I think if
the.
they missed the playoffs, it'll be the worst thing that could happen
No,
to them.
because think of this. Because if they miss the playoffs, then you could look at, like, oh, it's how the team's made up. It's the GM.
It's not how the
Fire
team's
the
made up,
GM.
though.
But that would be the reaction. If they make the playoffs and then lose to Boston, it's the same problem for the past 3 years, and people are gonna run wild with.
They're gonna trade Mitch Marner.
Yeah, something like that would happen if they got swept in the first round or lost to Boston in the first
Here's the
round.
thing. If they don't make the playoffs, they're going to end up running Matthews out of Toronto.
No, they're gonna run Marner out of Toronto because Marner and Nylander are the ones who screwed up the cap situation, and they're hated right now. They don't hate Matthews, so
I don't know.
like
See,
I have a good thing.
Jake
I
Trailer.
know, but like, but I'm telling you, they hate Mitch Marner right now because
I
of
think they hate
last summer
Nylander
because he
more.
held out.
So I think I do think that if they make the playoffs and they lose in the first round, I think more like the team gets blown up. Whereas if they just miss the playoffs, I don't think it. I think changes are made, but I don't think it's as drastic as it would
If they
be
miss the
if they
playoffs,
make it and got and lost in the first round.
they have the opportunity to win the draft lottery. So I want them to make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
That'd be great. And then they blow up the team because they think that there's something wrong.
I think they blow up the team either way.
I don't know how much they blow up the team, like blow up the team if they miss the playoffs, though, you know?
Well, I think that just makes it even worse. Like
See,
missing the playoffs is worse than losing in the draft.
no, to a normal team, yes, but this is the least we're talking about. Their media is insane.
Yeah, it is. So I love the Steve Dangle podcast. I think
Oh,
you
I
guys
think
know.
I don't listen to it like regularly, but like I get the highlights. Like I saw the Zamboni driver reaction.
Yeah,
Fantastic.
so that podcast is so much more fun when the Leafs are bad. So
I'm sure.
when they're happy, it's not as interesting. So
Well, I think we've done enough of that. Now, Dev, I know we said we're gonna skip the fantasy thing.
it's gonna, you're gonna make me do it. It's gonna be really lame.
I'm just gonna make you say who's in first. That's all. That's
Oh,
all
Drew's in it.
people.
Don't do
So,
it.
including this week, Fantasy State of the Union. There's 2 games left before the playoffs, boys. All
Correct.
right. Drew's in first place.
That's absolutely correct.
That's
100%.
all I got for you.
Drew's in first place, and I believe
No,
it
Tim's
is
in a
in.
sneaky
It's
second.
impossible.
You know, I really got confused because I thought Joe was in second.
Oh,
And then you
same.
see,
Yeah.
because
And then
Tim
you
is
see
doing
Tim
the,
up there, like Delphi.
yeah. Well, no,
It
because Tim is
is.
doing that thing where he copies people's
Now,
names, so.
can you do me a favor, Dev, and explain to everybody how it's a lock that I'm first place? I literally
Is
can't
it?
lose out and not get first place.
No, there's only 2 games left, so it's
Yeah, I
not
don't
that
know. I'm not
shocking.
looking. I'm not. What do you mean,
Yeah.
explain it?
No, I just want everybody to know that
You just
I
did
finished
explain
first
it.
place
You
in the
just
regular
did.
season.
You
Good
just want me to
job.
repeat what you said?
Yes, I need validation that
You know,
I
Drew, I
finished
think I
first
have to
place.
do some stat corrections.
Hang on a minute. Hang
Wait a
on.
minute.
Slow down.
Can
Slow
adjust
down.
the
Slow down.
scores.
Slow down. Hold on. No, 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 no,
Yeah,
no,
you
no,
have
no,
control over this, right? You could just
no.
take points away from him.
I didn't take point
You don't
away.
have to take
I think there
points
was a
away from
game in
anybody.
November where you actually lost.
I don't think there is.
Wasn't that against me?
No.
Yeah, I think
What do you care? You're out of the
it
playoffs, bud.
was. I honestly have no idea if I even have a shot if I win the
You
next
do.
couple games.
You do
Do
have a
I?
shot. Yeah.
All right. I mean,
Yeah.
I've been setting my lineup like a good boy, but.
It's funny because I haven't. I keep going, damn it. I keep setting my lineup at like 8:30, so I only get my Western Conference guys in.
I'll tell you what right now, Ry, you're technically tied for eighth, but you lose a tiebreaker.
Nice. So there's still
By
two weeks left.
correct.
Is
So you
that
gotta
2 weeks
miss
left,
it.
including this week?
Yes. So it's
Okay.
technically like a week and a half.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Even though it's
So,
not.
you know, hopefully I sneak in.
You know what's gonna happen? I'm just gonna lose in the first round of the playoffs, so
That'd be so great.
it
I hope it's
wouldn't.
like to me too. I
Honestly
hope it's
wouldn't.
like to me too.
It wouldn't be awesome at all.
You know, honestly, if I get into the playoffs and if I lose to you, I'm fine with it because I beat you in the championship last year. But if I get in to beat you, oh boy.
I'll
You're not gonna be able
retire.
to you're
You'll
not gonna
never
be
hear
able to
my
talk
voice
to me.
again.
You will
You'll
not be
never.
able to talk to me
Ryan,
ever.
you will never see me again.
That'd
That'll
be
be it.
fucking great.
I'll block your number. You'll just never see me again. Well, boys, it's been fun.
Has it been?
Yeah.
How long is the pod? I feel like we've been doing this for like a solid hour and a half.
Hour and 20
Could be.
minutes.
Might be the longest one.
Yeah.
I don't know, that first one was pretty long.
I feel like we were starting to, rush through it a little bit, but then we were like, Drew, what are you doing? And then we got some good thoughts out and led to
Again,
a more compelling, interesting pod.
I'm so used to having to get it in an hour because Dev's on his way home and I only got so long. Listen, it's just, it's muscle memory. What am I
So
gonna
you're
do?
blaming Dev?
Yeah.
What else is new?
I don't know. I could blame Rye, but I don't really have anything to blame Rye for. Anyways,
All
this was fun. You know what I forgot to prepare myself for?
right.
Twitter handles. So we're gonna try this. If you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can send us an email at wizwithhockey at gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at wiz underscore wit underscore hockey. You can follow myself at the Big Drew 92. You can follow Devin at Devin S93. You can follow Ryan at Sauceboy Kush. Boys, I did it. I've been Drew. He's been Devin.
Hey, bye.
Still never ready for it. And he's been Ryan.
Still waiting on that Kevin Hayes
You're
jersey.
never gonna get it. So,
I will bring that up every pod, by the way, until I get it.
well, never gonna happen.